dull room. My arm is full of veins, plum. The ceiling syringe of frozen milky light descends an altogether anesthesia, the small imperceptible fish of voting. The walls, once designed, tranquil code, are eaten through with organisms. Even the sound ripples this building slip, slip. Though I am told that scaffolding, hush-hush, is everywhere cemented, as if gravity fillets matter, the brain buried in the body like silt. Shallow, fingerless, grave. The disarticulated remains rotate in their disarticulated atria. Human bones and dragon bones and plaster all barely audible in the spectacle of sockets. I'd say, look into the sediment with affection, but the ground is not the ground, but a stage before and after an emptiness is carpeted. I can see nothing under or beyond it, only what clings, lint, dead, skin, staples, to its yielding lore, static love. Small teeth, suspended things, the pattern on our plates shift. Empty chairs face the direction of their abandonment. Other shells which congregate together, found altogether dead, and the solitary shells are found apart from one another. Mark the territory of the ongoing, the insistent, eventual delivery. Plush knock, then promenade.